Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Please consider becoming a member of the Classical Network or a sponsor of this show. Visit us at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Well-Tempered Baroque. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. I guess you've noticed by now that I favor period instrument recordings to modern interpretations of Baroque music. Fortunately, there are several record companies dedicated to providing excellent recordings with outstanding artists. Well-Tempered Baroque listeners might recall our three episodes on the Tactus label, which has a focus on music of the Italian Baroque. Today, we'll listen to music on the Brilliant Classics label, a company that has distinguished itself in quantity, quality, and exceptionally low prices. A great deal of the music I play on Well-Tempered Baroque comes from the Brilliant Classics label, and with such a large and varied catalog, there's enough to keep music lovers happy for many years. Brilliant Classics is headquartered in Leeuwarden, Friesland, the Netherlands. The company was started in 1995. In their first few years, their CDs were sold only at a chain of retail drugstores in the Netherlands and Belgium. The prices were very low budget, as the intent was to increase the audience for classical music. The British chain Superdrug picked up the label, and then the German supermarkets Aldi and Rossmann's. Brilliant Classics was sold to an investment firm in 2010, and this firm revamped the business and then resold it to the Edel AG Entertainment Group. And this German company expanded the Brilliant Classics brand and now markets the label throughout the world. This has been one example of an acquisition that actually helped music lovers. Over 100 new releases come out a year, and Brilliant continues to invest heavily in Renaissance and Baroque music, as well as in classical-era chamber music, late Romantic-era music, and piano music. To keep prices low, most of the liner notes are available only as downloads. Brilliant Classics issues many single recordings of fairly obscure composers, as well as box sets of complete works. Among their box sets, a 14-CD collection of Handel's Italian cantatas and arias, a 16-CD compilation of the keyboard music of Johann Jakob Froberger, and Vivaldi's complete concertos and sonatas, which are in a 20-CD box set. There are complete sets of music of Couperin, Purcell, Heinrich Schütz, Corelli, Frescobaldi, and the Pièce de Résistance, the complete works of J.S. Bach, 155 CDs in the original release, condensed to a mere 142 CDs in the most recent release of August 2014. Sales for the Bach collection alone exceeded 500,000, and if you want to hear something other than Baroque music, there are sets of Tchaikovsky, Dvorak, Fauré, Mendelssohn, Satie, and many others. Two more points to make. Not every recording in the Brilliant Classics portfolio was engineered by them, especially the older ones. But when they acquire a license, they sometimes bring together different recordings and market the CD box under their brand and at their very favorable price point. The last thing I'll say is that the online catalog is not well indexed. Searching under the keyword Baroque returned only 34 entries today. These include François Compiègne's music for guitar, Telemann violin sonatas, trio sonatas by Giorgio Gentili, trio sonatas of Voltaire, various works of Vivaldi, a CD entitled Scarlatti and the Neapolitan Song, and others. But among these 34 were also a few surprises, such as Tchaikovsky's complete orchestral suites and the orchestral works of Respighi. When I queried Renaissance, only 4 items presented. So don't search by historical era. Instead, go through all of the listings, 1,472 as of the date I've recorded the show. If you find something you want, you can then go to your favorite record seller and query that title, remembering to add Brilliant Classics to the search. Time for some music. Let's start with Thomas Tallis. Tallis lived from 1505 to 1585, so he's a bit before the Baroque era. Yet this is the collection that first introduced me to Brilliant Classics. The box set of Tallis's music chronicles his career under a series of very difficult bosses. Bosses like, well, Henry VIII, Edward VI, Mary I, and Elizabeth I. I immediately got hooked on this label's quality and diversity. We're going to hear Tallis's setting of the Ten Commandments, written for the Reformed Church under Edward VI. The period between 1547 and 1553, when the English church was literally destroying any trappings of ornament that had survived Henry VIII's reign. This is from the Brilliant Classics 10-box set of the music of Thomas Tallis. The artists are the London-based Chapelle du Roi, directed by Alistair Dixon. The recording was made in Hempstead, England in 2000 and is licensed from Signum Records.
God spake these words and said, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have none other gods but me. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
We heard a setting of the Commandments by Thomas Tallis, performed by the Chapelle du Roi, directed by Alistair Dixon, on the Brilliant Classics 10-CD set of the complete works of this great English Tudor-era composer. Let's stay in Tudor England, but move to the transition of Renaissance to the early Baroque. This is a Pavane and Galliard of Peter Phillips, written in 1580, when the composer was about 20 years old. It's found in the Fitzwilliam Virginal book, which was compiled later, beginning around 1612. Brilliant Classics is releasing the entire repertory of 298 pieces in a series of CDs, or rather, two CD groupings by composer. The harpsichordist undertaking this project is the Dutch virtuoso keyboardist and recorder player Peter Jan Belter, who frequently records for Brilliant Classics. He is, in fact, probably the most recorded harpsichord soloist alive today, with over 130 CDs.
Thank you.
We heard a Pavane and Galliard of Peter Phillips, performed by Peter Jan Belter. This is the third CD, or CD pair, in Belter's project with Brilliant Classics to record all 298 pieces of the Fitzwilliam Virginal Book. In 1990, the Gabrielli Consort Choir and Players, directed by Paul McCreesh, undertook a project of recreating a Vesper service and a Mass from early 17th century Venice. They chose to include the music of Gabrielli, Monteverdi, Finetti, and Grandi, all active in the early 17th century, and also added a few mid-17th century composers, such as Cavalli and Rigatti. The project was recorded in the UK with the copyright owned by Deutsche Grammophon. This 5-CD set is now available on the Brilliant Classics label as Venetian Vespers. We'll hear the opening versicle and response, the antiphon, and the psalm Dixit Dominus for two choirs, the latter written by Alessandro Grandi, who lived from 1586 to 1630. We heard the opening of a reconstructed Vesper service from Venice, circa 1630. Paul McCreech led the Gabrielli Consort Choir and Players in this project, which is licensed by Brilliant Classics. We'll stay in the same time period, and also in what would become Italy, specifically Mantua. Brilliant Classics put together three recordings of the music of Salomone Rossi, the important Jewish court composer of Mantua. This collection is a three-CD set. The third CD features Ensemble Hypothesis, Leopoldo D'Agostino director, with countertenor Sigurd von Lommel in Jewish sacred music of Rossi. Also on this particular CD are some works of Henry Purcell and André Campra, perhaps reflecting that this project draws together three distinct recordings licensed by Brilliant Classics from Tactus. We'll hear Salomone Rossi's Yitgadal, the First Symphonia, a setting of the Barachu, the Seventh Symphonia, and the Mitzmor, which is Psalm 82, Jewish liturgical music by Salomone Rossi.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard selections from the Canti di Salomone, Salomone Rossi's collection of Jewish liturgical music published in 1623. We heard Ensemble Hypothesis, Leopoldo D'Agostino director, with countertenor Sigurd von Lommel in a 3-CD compilation of the music of Salomone Rossi. So much to choose from. Let's end today with some more harpsichord music. This is the Suite in G Major for Harpsichord by the Dutch composer Peter Busting, who lived from around 1649 to 1729. This recording was engineered by Brilliant Classics, and the harpsichordist is Alessandro Simonetto.
Thank you.
We heard harpsichordist Alessandro Simonetto in a recording of the Suite No. 3 in G major by the early 18th century Dutch composer Peter Busting. Let's continue with Baroque music on the Brilliant Classics label next time on Well-Tempered Baroque. I hope you found my selections interesting, and if you like today's program, consider becoming a member of or donor to the Classical Network. Visit us online at wwfm.org, and please like Well-Tempered Baroque on Facebook. Through our syndication and streaming, Well-Tempered Baroque is heard throughout the globe, and it's the global network that is the Classical Network. And we do need your support, so contact us through our website at wwfm.org. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Have a great week.